Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Apocalypse Nana Show. It is important to always sign a release, and here's why. Let's say we take green screen pictures of Caitlin to post for the Apocalypse Nana Show.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say 2 years down the line, Caitlin doesn't sign a release for these pictures. You know, she gets possession of these pictures. 2 years down the line, this picture shows up with Caitlin, and let's say, a pornography magazine. The same pose on the green screen, because green screen is easy to do that.
Yeah.
Who do you believe is liable for that picture? The person that photoshopped? Caitlin? Or the photographer?
The photographer.
The photographer is liable.
Yep.
The photographer is liable, unless he has a release. Hence why a release was needed. Anyhow, welcome to the Apocalypse Nana Show. I just want to finish up some of the conversation we have before, you know, the commercial interest song rudely interrupted us. I see you brought crayons, Rob.
I did. I brought crayons on. Coloring is my new relaxing period, and it takes all my stress away.
That is the number one recommended anxiety treatment. I always say bring coloring books and crayons into the shelter.
I have decided that if there is Armageddon or the end of the world, I will have a coloring book in crayons.
Okay, I didn't introduce you. I just realized that. Not that people need to.
I think they'll right now.
Okay. I am your host, Jacqueline Jugger, with me tonight, as always, is R.W. Klinger.
I'm sassy tonight.
Miss Caitlin Rushi.
And I'm just here.
She's misinformative. She got lots of information.
She does. Look at that stack of papers in front of her. You're like a little lawyer over there.
Are we getting any feedback they can or cannot hear us?
I think you guys can hear us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that four people in chat?
Actually, there's six.
We're
people.
Building one.
Wow.
I said we're going to have the Zika virus, and we'll be coming up on that. That's one of the top things in the news. It buried itself, though. I was really, really shocked, because I have some great theories coming up in the second portion of the show, which is actually, you know, for those of you who are new, there's three portions of the show. The first 15 minutes, I talk about whatever I want to talk about. Then we go to the topic of the show. But the Zika virus has really, with the exception of a few pictures, has slipped its way back into the gallows of newspaperism or whatever, the internet. It's not front news.
Yeah, when did you first hear about it?
Probably about 3 months ago.
Yeah, but I just heard about it on Saturday.
The effects of it are now just starting to happen, which we will talk about.
Okay.
It was never really big. It's because I go and I look for these things. I go to the CDC and the WHO, and then I go to my update site to see if there's any outbreaks anywhere, and then check them out. And it's just what I do. And one of our regular listeners sends me bulletins and things like that. But I do. I'm up on that. So it's really interesting, and I gave you an assignment, which we'll get to, Kate, but do you see why I gave you the assignment?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Rob has no clue. Don't peek.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to shock him with this.
Okay.
Okay. So, current events. Word.
Wait a minute. Back up. You're going to shock me the week before, 3 days before I go to Latin America or Central America?
Yeah. Okay. Remind,
oh
when
my
we come
God!
Back, when we come back, okay, we're not going on commercial break yet. But when we come back, Rob.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want a face mask?
Yeah. No, I'm okay.
Okay, Rob.
I'm not coughing on you.
No, Rob,
just hold the...
Rob is not contagious. I will tell you that at this point.
Mustard between
no, I'm
us.
Not contagious.
How much antibiotics this man has had in his...
Yeah.
Before, he's not contagious. Really? All right. Anyhow. All right. Turn event. Word for the week.
Word for the week.
Word for the day. Word for
I feel like this is Electric Company. Remember that from our childhood? Oh, she doesn't.
Progressive?
No.
Okay.
I love that.
Now, I can understand what I don't like Donald Trump, okay? I have an unhealthy and unnatural hatred of Donald Trump.
Be nice. You know I love him.
It's getting worse. I mean, it's getting so bad that I obsess and I don't... I mean, it's terrible.
Don't offend me, okay? Don't.
No agreement or anything. I get what they're saying, that Ted Cruz sent emails out or notices out that Ben Carson was leaving Iowa, was backing out of the election.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he's accused of, that Ben Carson, sending memos out that Ben Carson was out of the election, that he was leaving Iowa, and just put that out there. So in essence saying that Ben Carson, who had 1,000 votes, there was a big substantial difference between Cruz and Ben Carson in the same report, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A huge difference between Trump and Rubio and Carson. I really don't think Cruz incorrectly stating that Carson is not in the race anymore
caused that many votes that, you know what I mean? Yeah. I think the only difference it could have made was maybe Rubio and Trump, but I don't think Cruz was too far ahead of him for that many votes. If no matter. Anyhow, Carson was fine with it at first, but I will say, in Cruz's defense, and you don't hear me say that because I'm not a big Cruz fan either.
No, nor am I.
I was with my daughter, and I had three different apps updating me on the Iowa caucus, and nobody was updating me.
You said caucus.
I got one update from ABC News and CNN, both of which said Carson drops out of race, Huckabee drops out of race, Rand Paul drops out of race.
Santorum
hadn't dropped out at that point yet.
Okay.
And O'Malley had dropped out. Now, they said that Carson dropped out, just left the state of Iowa. This was on CNN. I heard that. The caucuses started at 8 p.m. our time, okay? I heard that about 10 after 9, that he quit. And I'm like, what? How can he quit? He's one of the big names. So I heard that. And I'm sure if any of the other voters out there who had that app, they got the same thing. So they're accusing Trump and Carson are accusing started with Trump being a Trump baby, accusing Carson of Cruz of lying and fraud. He's calling for a redo of the Iowa caucus.
Do you think that's a waste of time?
He's calling Carson a fraud or Cruz?
No, Cruz. Okay. And then the first thing that Carson released a statement, which I have, I belong to everybody's mailing list except Donald Trump's. I mean, everybody's mailing list except Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. I subscribed to them all. I unsubscribed to Rick Santorum's when he got on stage with Donald Trump. I did.
Donald Trump's
crybaby antics. And Ben Carson released a statement to his email campaign that CNN was the culprit of story. Now, today, Ben Carson is backtracking that.
Uh-oh. Wow.
This is not good.
Why? Explain.
Because they all look like sore losers.
Okay.
You look like a sore loser. And whether they're right, whether they're wrong, they lost. Period.
Yeah.
Don't be a sore loser. And that's exactly what the whining is making them look like. I understand if they're griping about something that they feel is legitimate, okay? If it's legitimate, it's legitimate. Stop griping about it. You've got New Hampshire, okay? You've got South Carolina in another week, which is 50 delegates. 50. That's where your focus should be. Those people in South Carolina right now are watching Iowa and New Hampshire, and they saw how Donald Trump reacted to losing Iowa.
Yep.
Within hours of losing Iowa, he was gracious. And Terry sends me a text and says, you were so wrong about Trump. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, he gave a gracious concession speech, congratulated Ted. And I said, well, I didn't say he would bitch after Iowa. I said, when he loses New Hampshire, he'll start a tweet storm, and he'll start going crazy and saying things. And by the time it causes his loss in the next state, he's going to be unbearable. So she's like, and then the next morning, wait a minute, I lost Iowa last night. Wow! And he started his tweet storm. And so I was right on that part. I didn't call it until next week. He's going to lose New Hampshire.
Yeah, I agree. He is.
I don't care how far ahead he is in the polls. He's going to lose New Hampshire. And just like I don't believe for 1 second in the New Hampshire polls that Bernie Sanders, okay, is 60 percentage points ahead of Hillary Clinton. I don't
believe it. She technically, like, by a hair, won Iowa over him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the polls had her at about 4 points, percentage points. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa.
Yep.
It's a ridiculous gap between Bernie and Hillary. It's too ridiculous of a gap. I have no doubt that Bernie Sanders could be ahead of her.
Mm-hmm.
But that wide of a margin is way, way too wide of a margin. And here, they're only getting people in landlines that answer their phones, okay?
Yep.
So they're not really getting a really good thing, but they are, however.
They can't hear some of us. Who can you not hear? Can you hear Rob?
Mine's on.
Mine's on.
I mean, is mine on? I mean, I'm holding it like right up to my mouth here.
Who can they not hear? Type it. Don't ask it.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
Harold hears me.
Yeah,
can you guys hear Jackie?
Am I getting levels?
Well, it would be easier to say, who don't you hear?
I mean, I'm seeing, it looks like this one light is coming on. Is that bad? And do I need
no,
to be
that,
louder?
No, that means you're working on the left channel, which I have you plugged into the left channel.
Okay.
No, Jackie. Something's wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not hearing me at all? I'm coming through.
Oh, you come through to me all the time, sweetie.
Look at
most. Well, did they hear her at all?
Talk, Jack. See if they can hear you. Can you
hear I'm me? Talking. Tell them.
Jackie, now.
You can see that I'm reaching levels.
What about your connection in the back of the
and
microphone?
I wouldn't be reading any levels.
Mm. All right. Harold can hear, but June can't. June must be having problems.
Because I am registering on the VU. And for me to register... Speak, Rob.
Hello.
Yeah. And
speak.
We're all
speak,
registering
Rob.
On the VU, so that means we can't be heard.
All right.
Well, how about we... what time is it?
It's getting close to 15.
All right, June can hear us.
Perhaps maybe it just went out for a second.
Tammy says that when she hears you twice. June cannot hear you.
Tammy, you took Tammy me took. From June, and now you have two of my voices over there.
Oh,
my Facebook
God.
Post, and I saw on Francis's Facebook, who's your hero? Okay?
Yeah.
All right. On your Facebook. So I said, oh, how cool. I'll run this Who's Your Hero app, right?
Uh-huh.
It's me.
It's you.
I'm my own hero.
Oh, my God.
And I post on Facebook saying,
you know, I am not surprised by that at all. No. You've been your own hero since 1993.
I should really be really funny about this and start hanging pictures on my wall everywhere.
Actually, Kate and I expected it years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it was like, I said, if this isn't the most blatant proof of split personality.
When you do go on vacation, you take a lot of selfies.
Because I'm usually the only one going.
You know, you're everyone else's hero. It's only
yeah.
fitting.
I take
there,
on a selfie.
There are heroes.
So people can see. I point. Do you ever see when I go on vacation, I point to what's behind me.
I love when I hear you.
When I go by myself on vacation, who am I going to just say? So when I go by myself on vacation in another month, should I just go find random strangers to take pictures with?
Absolutely.
I will do that.
Yes, absolutely. You have to put like 2 sentences below it to tell us. Story.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll go, hi, I'm on vacation by myself because I don't have a husband or any friends that want to go with me. Will you take a selfie with me?
Tammy says that she hears an echoing out of all of us. It's like I'm surrounded, she says.
Tell her, hold on, Rob's going to start singing. Just start singing, I'm going to fix it.
Far, wherever we are.
I can hear it. Coming in the air.
You know, Kate, I hate that song. I've always hated that song.
Sing another one. I found I'm one of the only.
Kate is the champion of karaoke. Kate, will you take a request?
Yeah, sure.
Sing something by the Doors. Go ahead. Anything.
Don't you love her, baby? I don't really know the words. Don't you love her,
Jackie, get off your knees, honey. Jackie's playing with the chords and stuff. Ouch, she just popped a knee. Okay, we need to know if you can hear us now. She did some adjustments.
Why do you talk? There's a delay. You have to type it.
Typing. Can you hear us
now?
Is the
delay gone now?
Ground control to Major Tom.
June told us not to quit our day jobs, Kate. June, I have a sexy voice this evening.
Okay, one more time.
Yeah, one more time. Okay. Who can hear us?
They can hear us, Rob. Rob, they can hear us. Do you still hear the echo? You should not hear the echo anymore.
Echo.
Anything now? Are we good now?
Yes, we're good.
Okay, I figured out what the problem was.
What was the problem?
I usually have the mini speaker plugged in, mini monitor, and I forgot to plug the mini monitor in.
Oh.
So thank you to those.
Tricky.
I'm curious, though. And please answer this in the chat. Rob doesn't have to type because obviously that one finger typing that Rob does when he's in chat.
I don't know how I'm a writer.
I know.
But I do a lot with that one. No, never mind.
Did the doubling voice and the echo help their singing at all? You would not know that Kate is actually a very, very good singer.
She's an awesome singer. She can kill karaoke.
But when you have to sing on your radio show, it just doesn't work the same.
You're right.
Okay, so we're going to take a commercial break.
Oh, Harold says we're good. Tammy says we're much better. Okay. Yes. High five, guys. Woo!
Okay.
All right, back to the show.
All right.
I have a question for you.
Regarding I'm hungry now. I'm getting miserable. I'm going to have some
snacks. Have some food. Don't get miserable. I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
We've got sushi. We've got hoagies.
They don't know what hoagies are. A lot of people don't know what hoagies are.
Hoagies. Sandwiches.
Submarines.
Subs, yeah, subs.
Do you think that
no!
Trump losing the Iowa, do you think it has something to do with him not being at the last debate?
Absolutely not.
Not. Why? Why do you say that?
I think
I disagree.
Rob, if you want to say you disagree, why don't you just say I have an opinion on the matter? Why are you freaking asking me?
I want to know what you think.
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't think it had any bearing whatsoever on it. I think his attitude did. People support Trump. They like what he has to say, okay? But when push comes to shove, he's nobody's second choice. And that's very important when looking at, you're not paying attention to me.
You have a question,
and your eyes wander to the screen.
No.
Okay, so what's really important when you look at polls, look at the second choices, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, who is your second choice? If your person doesn't win, by all means, he should be a second choice, as high as he is a first choice. But he's not even in the running on a second choice.
Mm.
He's like not even in the pack on a second choice. And they surveyed a lot of voters coming out of Donald Trump's. For as many people as he had that packed his halls, he had more people packing one stadium than he had votes. So what? Look at it that way. So he is an attraction. He's a free show. He's free hats, but he's not a free mind to vote for president.
So almost like a circus act.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if he had at the one show over 15,000 people and he didn't even get 15,000 votes, and that's just one rally, and these people are in different cities, where are all these people?
Like a stand-up comedian.
I think one of the final things that killed him when he walked into a small town hall, you got to understand, there could be one delegate for 10,000 people in Iowa, and there could be one delegate for 20. Okay, depending on what area you live. All right? He walked into an area that wasn't a big area. There were 12, 18 people in the room. He said, oh, I don't know why I'm here. I should just leave. Killed him. You can bet that night he didn't win anything in that one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, my attitude with him skipping on the last debate, I saw that as the beginning of the end.
Did you?
Yeah, because I think people are starting to get the idea now that, you know, he's doing this for his ego.
Right.
And he saw the last debate as, you know, potentially being embarrassing to him.
Right.
And he wanted to save face by just not showing it.
I wonder what's going to happen now, okay, on this Saturday with him and Cruz on that stage. Mm-hmm. Are they going to fight?
Yes.
They have in the past.
He is going to be the comeback kid, mm-hmm. and he is going to perform his circus act. And to reiterate what you're saying is that it's interesting because I think that he did maybe lose because he didn't have that spectacle in Iowa. He didn't show up for that debate, which wasn't the spectacle. The circus wasn't in town. So I think he gathers freaks, and people like that about him. But is there really a sincerity about him when it comes to a real vote? No, maybe those people won't vote for him. No, they almost see him as a television show.
And that's mm-hmm. why they're going to see him.
Yeah,
I agree. And the more even if Trump had the greatest ideas in the world, the more he whines and gripes and complains, the more you have to wonder, do we want somebody with that temperament?
Right,
right. The president?
Mm-hmm. Right. We don't. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. You know, what did Ted Cruz say the other day? He is taking a Trumper tantrum. We don't need this type of temperament. We could wake up one day and find out we bombed Denmark.
Right.
I mean, like,
right.
Yeah.
He gets pissed
yeah.
off. And
yeah.
that's not a good thing.
Well, it's coming from a guy who never gets told no and never loses. He never loses. And you know, that's a hard pill to swallow.
He swallowed it really good on Monday night.
Right. But Tuesday,
mm-mm.
whoa.
Yeah.
It was disastrous.
So come Tuesday in New Hampshire, he's going to lose.
Who's going to win New Hampshire?
I'm going to go on and say Jeb Bush.
Really?
Jeb Bush or Chris Christie is going to, or one of those two will win
okay.
New Hampshire.
All right. Well, what about Rubio?
Rubio is going to come in second or third.
Okay.
Cruz will not make an appearance, and neither will Cruz is going to die in New Hampshire after all this.
Yeah, probably. You're
all
right.
This voter. Right, he'll die.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the top three that I predict are going to be Bush, Christie, and Rubio in some sort of order of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Remember, if there's five candidates and they continuously circulate, between the top four or five things and change
yeah.
delegates, if one person consistently holds third place,
mm-hmm.
they will get the most votes.
Harold wants to know, why not Rubio?
Why not Rubio win?
Yeah.
Because he's not polling. What you're going to do is, okay, you know, Trump is still polling rather high, okay?
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
So move him out of the pack because he's going to go on a shitstorm again before the thing, okay? He's
yeah.
going to blow it on Saturday night at the debate. Blow it. Something's going to happen on Saturday night at the debate.
How? What's your prediction?
It's going to be him and Cruz are going to do something really stupid.
Okay.
Like, he's going to either get, Mr. Trump, I'll be the moderator.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. The UK has stated claim that they don't want you to be president because you have banned you want to ban all Muslims from entering the United States and they don't want to have dealings with you. What do you say to Cameron? I say, this is my choice. No Muslims. None. No Muslims. And let's talk about foreigners right now. Let's talk about Ted Cruz and that ploy. And that's going to go segue into it. Now, whether Cruz says nothing or not, it's going to affect him. Cruz, on the other hand, is going to talk. There he goes. There he goes, Mary, taking a Trumper tantrum.
That's exactly what he did at the debate that we watched on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last debate, when Trump wasn't there, Cruz was taking shots at him.
Right. They're going to cancel each other out.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire voters are smarter than this. You know, they put on a really good show for Iowa. Okay? Iowa's not a real election. It's a caucus.
Mm, right.
It's not the Board of Elections that has to redefine, or a judge can't tell the Republican Party to redo. Okay?
No.
New Hampshire's an election.
Yeah.
So these people are going to be like, okay, cross, cross, out, out. And that's what's going to open up. This is just my opinion. Those two aren't even going to make a really good showing at all. Now, they're going to have Ted Cruz going to fight really hard to come back after that loss. Trump, on the other hand, is going to fight really hard. He has spent the last 3 days bitching, when everybody else is out on that campaign trail working.
Who do you think is going to get the nomination?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a broker convention. I still think that it's going to. Oh, hey, just so you guys know, mm-hmm. download the Fox News 2016 election app.
Okay.
Because when you're on this app, it gives you, remember we kept score?
Yeah.
It gives
oh, my
you
God.
One.
You're kidding. Really?
Yeah. Uh-uh. It gives you one. So it keeps score and lets you know who you pick. It's okay. Really cool. And it has it tonight for the debate for tonight with Sanders and Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it's going to come to a broker convention. Like I said, if Rubio consistently stays third.
Right.
And Trump takes first place in, let's say, Georgia, which he won't. And then goes to fourth place in New Hampshire. He will rotate enough that he'll never gather enough votes. Nobody's going to get enough to secure the nomination. Okay? Mm-hmm. And unless, like, let's say Jeb Bush ends up with, like, 100 electorates, like, delegates before he drops out. Or say he drops out. He could say, I want my delegates to go to Rubio. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then them delegates to go to Rubio, pushing Rubio up. So I think it's going to go to the convention floor, and if I'm going to make a prediction, you don't want to know who I think that the delegates will vote for.
Oh, we do want to know. Go ahead. Here's the reason why I say this, because weeks ago, you had mentioned that Rubio was going to make a statement at Iowa, and he did. So your predictions are pretty good. Do you recall that?
No, what is that?
Yeah. You said that Rubio would stand out at Iowa.
And he did.
And he did. So I recall that.
And so I think that Rubio is going to come in second
yeah.
in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I will be surprised if he comes in first, but that's not rolling it out. I think I would like that to see the most reasonable is Rubio, but I do see, because I believe that Hillary's going to get indicted.
Oh, there we go again, another prediction. You called that one a long time ago, though.
Bernie's opened his mouth now.
Yeah.
Bernie has kept shut about it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's not said anything. No, he's still not saying it the way, let's say, Trump says she's a criminal. She's a criminal. Bernie's not saying that.
That's
like,
good. That's good. He's being politically correct.
He's saying, I'm
pun
not
intended.
Going, he says, I'm not going to politicize this. But there's a wrongdoing has occurred. Let the justice system handle it.
He was very PC.
Yeah, and with the State Department finally admitting that she had released classified information, it puts Obama in a really delicate position. So you could see he has not been saying anything.
I'm going to crack a beer if you don't mind.
You know, it is kind of interesting that Sanders would be saying that.
Did you see that too? Yeah.
Well, I mean, like in the earliest days of all of these debates, he was the one who said that people should stop asking about her emails.
I think, because he's such an honest guy. Okay, just me. I think he's a really honest and good guy.
Yeah, okay? I do too.
Whether you agree with his politics or not, he's an honest and good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he honestly didn't believe that she was sending classified information. I really believe that he saw it as a mistake that she did as convenience. She was not sending classified information. I think he just found out that, yeah, you know what? Hey, Byrne, she was sending some classified information. Mm-hmm. And he's like, ooh, I can't defend that anymore. And he can't defend it. But I like Bernie. Did you see he rushed to somebody passed out on stage?
Yeah.
Right?
I like Bernie a lot.
He's a nice guy.
Bernie could sway my vote.
He really could.
I'm very curious to see, because I remember back in the 90s, I told my husband, I'm like, I am voting for Hillary if she ever makes it. And now the time is here. And I'm like thinking, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't know. Her and Trump are like the same. But the thing is, they underestimate Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
We have somebody in the chat room called Liberty or Death.
Okay.
And they said, why is everyone hating on Trump? He just wants to make it all better. Do you two have any comments about that?
I fully 100% believe. This is me. I'll speak and then you can speak.
Okay.
That Trump does want to make it all better. I really, and I've said this on the show before, okay? Trump does have all good intentions. He just does not have the temperament and the demeanor. I respect people that say he says what we want to hear. I don't agree with racist remarks. I've been a Republican my entire life, and I never let that out here. My entire life, I have been a registered Republican.
And not a racist.
And not a racist.
Never.
Okay. You don't hear me saying, anything about kick the Muslims out. I think that he doesn't have the temperament to deal with the office. Why do they hate him? In my opinion, I don't think they're hating on Trump. I believe that they're hating on his personality and how he behaves and how he's so egotistical. But if you look at it, if you put one bad tweet up about Trump, you're crucified. I put a couple tweets up with the hashtag Trump or Tantrum, and I got crucified. All right, Caitlin, tell us why, because you are really the liberal, true liberal of the group.
I've said a lot of the same things you have about him on the show. I don't think he's running for president to run the country into the ground. The problem is he's taking this approach like it's running a business, not like he's running a country. And he just refuses to be told that there's a difference. And, yeah, I think the way he's presenting himself is reflecting very badly on the rest of the world's view of what America stands for.
Yeah, and the thing is, and I totally agree. I mean, like, you get these other leaders out there that hear him say, ban all Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
Whether, like, 30% of Americans feel that we should vet them better and we don't have the abilities to vet these refugees. My granddaughter's Syrian. I cannot take that stance, okay? I can't take that stance. So I see these pictures that stop affecting people of the poor Syrian children laying on beaches, okay? People have been desensitized. People have been desensitized at these pictures. I'm not. These are children laying on the beach. They're not criminals. And, Donald Trump was asked, what do you think about these children and letting the children in? And, he says, well, Bill O'Reilly, those two boys that came over that blew up Boston were children at one time. You know what? So was Hitler a child at one time. And I'm pretty sure that, no one saw it coming with him. I'm sure no one saw it coming with a lot of these people. Okay? It's not how you're born. It's how you're raised, And maybe sometimes there's an inkling of bad seed in you, okay? Just goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I can bet any money that those two that blew up Boston, remember the Boston bomber? The brothers?
Boston Marathon.
Yeah. Oh, I know it was Boston Marathon. It was influencing their lives, not as kids, but as late teens to teenagers. And that's where you got to watch out, and that's when it comes. I mean, everybody was a kid at one time. You're going to deny a child, access? Oh, my gosh, I sound like a liberal, don't I?
More of a liberal in your older age. Your weathered age.
The grandkids did that to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The grandkids did.
The grandkids will change you.
I want to know, and I know Harold's a really big supporter of Donald Trump. Not to call you out, Harold, but I'm calling you out.
Yeah, call him out. Throw him under the bus.
Watch.
He hasn't been under the bus in a while.
Colbert, Trump versus Trump. Did you see that yet?
No, I haven't seen that.
Watch Stephen Colbert, Trump versus Trump. Every Trump supporter should watch the Stephen Colbert, Trump versus Trump. Stephen could do a Trump versus Trump, a Cruz versus Cruz, a Christie versus Christie, Clinton versus Clinton, but he could not do a Sanders versus Sanders. He could never, because Bernie is just Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Ben Carson, he could not do a Carson versus Carson. They're both very laid back guys, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, let's take a commercial break and bring Becky on for a little bit while we finish
Becky.
Up.
Becky!
And thank you, Liberty, for joining us in chat and asking that question. Please feel free to ask any more, and we'll be more than happy to give you our opinion on it. We're going to take a commercial break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Becky, and I'm here to tell you something.
I'm freaking awesome.
Yeah, and besides that, I'm opening a beauty salon.
It's gonna be freaking wicked.
Yeah,
wicked.
I cut hair and do nails and, like, do tans and shit. So come on down.
You know it's so hot.
If you want to get, like, the coolest shit ever, hit me up on Twitter. It's at Becky Bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so hot. Becky, awesome. What's going on, Cray Cray? This is Becky.
Becky is epic.
I thought I made myself, like, totally clear, but in case you were the only person who didn't know, I have a beauty salon.
Becky, don't be stupid. It's like the wickedest place that has ever existed.
Becky is like the best thing ever.
So hot. It's in my basement,
and it's like the bombest basement ever.
Oh my God, totally crazy, Becky's salon. It's the place to be.
So come on down. I'll, like, give you some tips or some curls or something. Come on down.
Oh my God, right?
Okay, we're back. We're talking. Hey, so June, no, let's not go on and say that I agree with illegal immigrants. And now I
won't. June said, I went through 7 years of hell with trying to get my husband legal.
And you, like, respect that. And if you're going to come into this country, you should come into this country legally. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you should. I mean, like, it's not fair for those who are undocumented to slip through the borders and then get amnesty, okay? It's really not. Not after people try for all those years. I'm just saying that if they're going willing to come into this country legally, then let them in legally. That's my stance on it. You know, that's a shame that, you know, she's fighting to get her husband legally here.
She says he came here legally, but I guess she is having problems or had problems with that.
Well, yeah. It's not an easy process. If it was so easy to become a United States citizen,
Everybody would do it.
Yeah, why would they? Yeah, they wouldn't just slip through the borders.
Right.
Okay, so enough of my hate-filled rant on Trump. You've been to my Twitter page lately, Rob?
Actually, I haven't been on Twitter. No, I got a new phone. I'm still testing it out.
I love the new stats on Twitter.
Yeah.
Donald Trump and my post about Donald Trump have like 1,000 times more views on my post than I did.
Really?
Uh-huh.
June wants
that's
to call
him.
In.
That's him. This is vegetable.
June wants to call in. Yeah.
Right,
June, come on, call in.
She is already calling in.
Oh, she is. Let's bring June on. June's from West Virginia, and she has a lot of mosquitoes. And tonight she's enjoying a bottle of opened wine. Kudos to you, June.
Wait, Harold is on. Harold, press one. Harold, press one if she wants
to. June, press one, please, big dear.
Hey, Harold. Welcome to the Apocalypse Menace Show. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, Harold, you sexy diva. How are you?
I'm fine.
So nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Harold, we know you're a Trumpster, but that's okay. We still love you.
We're all
friends here.
I'm glad you love me.
Yeah. If we disassociated all of our listeners that were Trump people, we wouldn't have any listeners.
True.
It'd be nice.
No, I said, yeah, we wouldn't have any listeners because everybody likes Trump that listens to our show. They call because Rob loves Trump And I bash him.
I do like Trump, actually. I really do. I think he has some great things to say. He scares the shit out of me, but
Caitlin,
he still has some great things to say.
Rob likes him. I hate him, and Caitlin's like, he's not worth my time. Jackie, you spend hours a day. You could be writing instead of spending hours a day.
I think I married a man like Trump, actually. He's kind of right-wing, but he knows how to manage a budget, and he's not going to take anybody's shit. It reminds me of my husband. Except, well, yeah, my husband's bald, too, so...
No, I saw a picture of Donald Trump with normal hair.
Did you?
I did. And I really think he should.
That must have been a while back.
I looked at him right away.
Actually, his son is attractive. He has an attractive son.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Attractive about
it. Oh, come on.
Of course, Donald thinks his daughter's attractive enough to date if he wasn't her father. He said that. No. He said that.
Oh, my God.
But listen, I was online. Harold, let me know what you think about this. And I was, looking, I make these memes with Donald Trump. Memes, you know what they are.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Whoa. So I was looking, and I found this picture of Donald sitting at a congressional hearing, or a hearing, with normal hair. And I said, dude, not to Donald Trump, I said this to myself. I was like, dude, because I'm my own hero, my own best friend.
That's right, yeah.
If he came out looking like that, automatically... if he would have said, I'm going to run for president of the United States and came out looking like that, I would have listened a little bit. I'm like, seriously, you know Putin is laughing about you behind your back because of your hair.
I don't think he cares. He doesn't care.
He does care.
Well,
it's
not so much Putin, it's the Americans who are laughing at his hair.
His hair is his trademark, and he knows it.
He needs to get a new trainer.
Yeah,
because we see him, all we're thinking about is the guy who fires people on The Apprentice.
Right. Exactly. If you're going for a job, Rob, okay, and you have really long hair, and it's a very important job, where they say it's our policy to cut your hair.
Mm-hmm.
If you want this job, you're going to cut your hair.
Right.
You have to look presidential.
Right. This is true. Yeah.
Bernie's going to have to do something to look presidential. New gleam glasses.
I love Bernie's great hair and glasses.
His glasses got it.
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
He got his glasses at the Walmart Vision Center.
Oh, my God, it's awesome.
I got my glasses from the Walmart Vision Center.
Bernie is like the uncle that we can't wait to come over at every party because we're all going to get drunk together.
Wait, stop. We brought it on, Harold. Harold, what did you want to say? Please tell us what you want to say.
Well, for one thing, Trump doesn't want to ban Muslims. He wants to prevent any more from coming in until the borders are secured and we have a way to vet them to make sure they're not radicals coming in.
I totally,
that's all it is.
I hear that. But Muslim is a religion. Tell me. Please, what the difference between banning...
Islam is a religion.
Muslim is a religion.
Islam is the religion. People who practice it are called Muslims.
Right, okay. Okay.
That's right. Now, my question is, why is not the other Muslim nations required to take the refugees? Only the Western nations are being required to take the refugees. The UN has not forced the Muslim countries to take the refugees. Saudi Arabia has a camp set up to take over 1 million refugees.
Donald?
And they're forcing the Western nations to take refugees.
Hey, Donald, question for you.
It's Harold, not Donald.
I know who it is. I'm teasing you.
Got him fired up.
Humor, Harold. Humor. Our. Remember that Morgan Mindy? Anyhow,
yeah.
How many? Because you're a very intelligent man. How many Muslim nations belong to the UN? All of them?
I'd say there's probably several. All of them actually belong to the United Nations.
The United Nations. So you're saying the United Nations is forcing every country but Muslim countries to take the refugees?
Yes. They have not asked any of the Muslim nations to to take Muslims.
And I'm going to tell you why that is.
Why?
I don't know. That's why. Doesn't sound fair, does it? Doesn't sound fair. But I hear what you're saying. He wants to ban all incoming Muslims. Okay? He wants to ban them for coming in. Right? Any new ones. Any new ones.
Until we have a way of vetting them to know who they are.
So, do you realize, years ago, and you probably do realize this because you're a very smart man, Harold, that years ago, we kept immigrants from coming into this country right away and had our own vetting process that pretty much worked because you never knew if Mussolini was sending someone over or anything like that. We sent them to a place called Ellis Island and several other islands that came down the east coast of America.
That's right.
Why aren't we doing that again?
Well,
I mean, seriously.
You have to figure out that from the Obama administration.
But that, me,
why
that
aren't
is
we stopping people from coming into this country from the south?
Nobody, okay, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, should be able to fly into the United States, step off the plane and say, I'm here to live. They should do the way our
That's
ancestors
right.
did it. They have to go through the same channels that our ancestors came through, and there was a channel. My grandfather's signature's on the Ellis Island, you know, registry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's
they came through channels as
yeah.
immigrants.
Tammy says we have a
right.
process, but they are being passed, but the process is being passed by executive order.
Okay, so the end of the problem is like saying, no, you don't have to go to an Ellis Island. You come on, come to our country. We'll feed you, we'll house you, we'll clothe you, and give you medical care.
And education. And if you stay long
what
enough,
me
make
is everybody's making a big deal about Trump making this ban about Muslims, but they forget about Jimmy Carter. When the Iranians took over the embassy, Jimmy Carter threw a hell of a lot of Muslims out of the country at that time.
FDR collected all the Japanese and put them in internment camps. Because it was done in history
We were at war at the time, and we were trying to protect the country from fifth colonists, too. That
because
was different.
It was done before does not make it a right thing to do. And why
no.
I hate Trump? Want to know why I hate Trump?
It wasn't right, but it was taking care. You know, they were released, and a lot of the people in the turn camps actually served in the military. A lot of the young men served in the military. And so it wasn't right, and I agree with that.
Harold, whatever Trump wants to
yes.
do is not the reason I hate him. Let's go on record as saying that is not the reason I hate Trump. I hate Trump because he has no respect for women, that he calls women fat, disgusting pigs, that he told a woman during a deposition that her breastfeeding the child was disgusting, that he said that, look at Carly Fiorina, would you do that? Would you elect that faceless president? That he said about Carly, who I don't even like, okay, that I can't listen to her for 10 minutes. She gives
you
a headache.
Hey, she's my hero.
I don't like
June,
her.
June,
but,
June
has a question. Can you guys hear her? June's trying to talk. Can you guys hear her? Do you
June,
guys hear her on the phone or anything?
Oh, she needs a number to call?
Yeah, because when she press one, June.
She has to press one.
Okay.
Doesn't say a number on the site.
Yeah, but
can anybody hear me?
I can hear you, June.
There
Welcome to the show.
Hi, June.
I have been having a one-sided conversation for like 10
Poor
minutes.
Poor thing.
Oh, we're so sorry.
Sweetheart, that's my whole life.
Well, usually I talk, but no one listens. And I turn around and I get so frustrated. I'm like, people, I'm the person with the 135 IQ. So you should listen to me. I tell this to everybody all the time. No one listens to me.
All right, I'll tell you what. Take a minute out for right
now. I do it to Harold all the time.
You got a minute to go.
When I went out to visit him.
We're going to give you a minute to rant. Go rant, June.
Rant, June.
You've got 1 minute and go. Tell us whatever's on your mind.
Oh, my God, you don't want to hear what's on my mind. Okay, so here's the thing. The reason that they don't send them to things like Ellis Island and all the other ports that they used to take immigrants into back when, you know, it was all the biggest thing and Ellis Island was open is, one, resources. They don't want to spend the money. They just want to say, hey, keep coming here illegally. Hey, just come on in and take care of the paperwork later. I have gone through the entire INS system. I spent over $100,000 where my husband came here legally before we were married.
Where'd he come from?
He came from Egypt. And here's the thing. He wasn't a Muslim. He was a Coptic Orthodox, which is another chapter of the Roman Catholic Church.
Yes.
Okay? I know this because
yes.
when we got our daughter baptized, I didn't have to do anything special. So,
yeah.
The thing is, with the Muslims and the refugees and everything else, it is only non-Muslim countries that are being told to take these people in. Why is it that no one is saying anything about Hungary closing their borders? Do you know that Hungary closed their borders 2.5 weeks into this entire mess? Completely cut everybody off. It was all...
I think it was Hungary. One of the news reporters was kicking the refugees that were coming in.
Was it?
Like on the air?
I think the military was kicking the refugees trying to come in. Everybody was trying. They don't want them in their country because the things that we're not being told here in the United States that's going on over there with the refugees is the amount of different attacks that are going on. I mean, yes, everybody knows about Paris. But what you don't know is just the daily random attacks, especially on us women, by those Muslim refugee men, all because of what we wear, we work, we drive, how we talk. And they're not even in the United States. So imagine when they really start pouring in over here. I mean, they're already pouring in. We're just not told the things that will go on. Like, my father-in-law in Egypt, I mean, I talk to him all the time because, you know, of my daughter.
Well,
the amount of troubles that's going on over there
because
between
of
the Muslims, because they're all planning. The Muslims that are coming over, especially to the United States, they're not real refugees. It is called, think of a Trojan horse.
A Trojan horse.
Well, that's the term that Trump has used. I said that about Chinese restaurants.
Hiding in plain sight.
I said that about Chinese restaurants in the 1990s. That was where the Chinese, honestly, during the Clinton administration, there was more Chinese restaurants popping up everywhere, little mini ones. And I said that to Rob, and Rob, like, yelled at me. Because I called it, like, the Trojan horse. And I said that was the way
for the Chinese. A hairstylist. I'm a full-licensed cosmetologist. And our biggest joke for the past 10 years is Vietnam taking over the United States one nail salon at a time.
Yeah, that makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Because what's the easiest way? They could... Any foreigner, as long as you're not from the United States and your parents aren't from here, you can come into this country, you can get a business loan and tax-free for 5 years. And then all you have to do to keep it that way is you transfer it to somebody else's name. It is the easiest way to get people from your country over here without any questions.
Okay,
so you can create an army.
June, let me ask you a question. Apparently, you are a Trump supporter.
Actually, I don't really support any of them.
Okay, but you agree with that aspect of what
he
said.
There's only one outcome.
Well,
and that is Go ahead.
No, I'm not one of us here at this table are disagreeing with the way, like, the immigrants and all that is going. We're not. I just don't like Trump. I mean, like, and the way he handles things. I don't like Trump, and I don't think that he has the temperament to be president. That's why. Some of the things he has said makes sense as far as if I read them, and I've been proven about this because I did that quiz on the Fox app, which I encourage everybody to do. You don't know who said the quote. You don't know whose policy it is. You disagree. You strongly disagree, and you rank it, and it tells you who you agreed with. So there were so many things that I did agree with Trump on, but there were so many things I agreed with Bernie Sanders on, too.
Right. There's things I agree with Trump. There's things I agree with Bernie Sanders. But here's the thing. Honestly, and people need to realize this, it doesn't matter.
Why do you say that?
Because, or take it this way, every single solitary American, I can't say in the United States, American that is legally allowed to vote, so that takes out felons, people under watch for the FBI, et cetera, could vote for, take Bernie Sanders, Cruz, or Trump. Just pick one of them, and every person could vote for that one person. It literally does not matter. It's all of those high, rich businessmen that, oh, okay, they got their vote for that state. It's already pre-planned. We're already screwed.
It's not pre-planned.
Hillary
We're not
is going
screwed.
To win.
They added 600 more delegates to this. You're going to watch. How old are you, Junior? Are you my age?
No.
You're young, aren't you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 33.
June? You've never seen a brokered convention, have you?
No.
You're about to see a brokered convention. And let me tell you, you cannot say it was pre-planned. People like yourself were saying that about Reagan in 1976. The Republican Party was so behind him. They were so behind Reagan in 1976 that everyone said he's a clear-cut winner. In fact, Reagan was banking on it himself, and he went to the convention. It became a brokered convention. So I want you to go look that up. And watch a broker.
That was not
you're gonna
1976. That was 1980.
No, it was not.
Harold would know because he was like a
Reagan versus
he was a young
whippersnapper. Reagan versus Ford. He challenged the incumbent and he lost because
no.
West Virginia. I will bet you any money on this one, Harold.
Oh, here we go.
I will lay
80.
My everything I have.
Wait. Okay, I got the tablet out.
Reagan's
convention.
Versus Ford. Broker convention, Reagan versus Ford, 1976. He challenged the incumbent Ford, and it went all the way down to the West Virginia votes. I am a Reagan-holic. 1976.
Reagan versus Ford?
Ford Republican convention.
Okay, like, I wasn't even a sperm made, but, I mean, we'll go with it. I probably just made everybody feel gray.
No. Hey, if you hear the ending, you hear the ending song, just ignore it. We're going to keep going. Even if the show is over, it keeps recording us. But you guys may lose us, but just stay on the phone for the conversation. If you want to keep listening to the show, dial in now. We won't be on Blog Talk, but it will be on. You can hear us and have this conversation with us so we can finish this. So, June, 1976, Reagan, Ford.
Looking. Hold on. Brokers, conventions, and history. 1924,
good Lord, you, for a 32-year-old girl, you should be faster on this shit.
Harold, you're wrong.
Ooh. Harold, I am a Ronald Reagan fanatic.
Yeah, because in 1980, it was Senator Ted Kennedy challenging incumbent President Jimmy Carter for the Democratic nomination.
Right.
In 1976, the Republican primaries gave President Gerald Ford a slight lead in both popular vote delegates before the Republican National Convention against
they
Ronald
both
Reagan.
Went to the
so, Harold, you're wrong.
Okay, but Reagan won in 80.
No shit, Sherlock.
Harold, well, no, he won in 80.
Harold,
he's
still like...
wasn't born.
Yeah.
Harold, I'm looking at my Reagan shrine right now. He's waving to us, Harold. Hey, Ronald
but
Reagan, when you walk,
I know.
When you walk in my door,
I shook his hand at 80.
What's that,
we
Harold?
Are so moving into a corporation-run world.
Oh, I think so, too. I mean, I just think that, you know, you'll be able to get a good look at what this would be like by looking up that old footage that Harold said didn't exist, but it does exist. Harold. Feel foolish now?
Yeah.
Harold.
Harold, you know
right
I love
now.
You.
Don't argue me on... You can argue me on anything else but Reagan history. I teach my grandchildren Reagan history. My granddaughter still thinks Ronald Reagan is president. She doesn't know I haven't told her Obama's president yet.
Hey, I met Reagan when he came to Detroit for the convention.
And you just dated yourself.
1980 Joe hey. Louis Stadium.
That's right.
Oh, so anyhow, listen, June, you are a gem. You got to join me and Caitlin next week. Harold, we're going to call you in. Rob will not be here, so why don't you two join us for next week's conversation?
We'll join you.
Okay.
What you do is call in, all same right. time, same place, and we'll put you on the air.
Sounds right. good.
Good.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, stay. It'll be fun. We'll talk more about politics, and then Caitlin can bring her sheet back that she got for all the information on the Zika virus.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell my theory on how I believe it's going to change us into the new generation of America.
Die.
And how Rob is going to die in Costa Rica. I'm having the apocalypse. Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm Jackie.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Caitlin.
And that was been June and Harold. Thank you guys so much again.
Yeah, thanks again for calling in.
And talk to you next week. Have a great night, guys.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.